And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight. This week takes us to the softball program. Rockets off to a 3-1 start. We're speaking with senior Taylor Dietrich. So flipping the calendar page to April now as we kind of get the full swing of things going in the spring sports season. Just kind of walk us through what you've seen so far in the season for you and the Rock Ridge Rockets in softball.
We've seen Rock Island, and then we've seen a couple other teams too as well. Rock Island got us on our feet a little bit. We didn't have our best game with us, but we always learn from when the losses and the wins. So in the season, in the beginning of the season, we lost. So always get better from that loss. And yeah, that's pretty much how it's going. And we have Erie tonight, so keep the season rolling.
So when you talk about, you know, transitioning from one year to the next, I know with Rock Ridge softball, there's been so much success over the years. So just with the kind of specific personnel that you have on the roster this season, you know, you have some new kids kind of filling some new roles. Overall, I mean, how do you think that transition has went, you know, going from 2024 to 2025 now so far?
It's going good. We have some freshmen on our varsity roster, so the freshmen have definitely stepped up their game and are willing to put in the work that all of us are putting in to make themselves know the plays and be better as for the last seven games that we're looking forward to and to the rest of the season.
All right, so speaking about your role specifically, I know, you know, the past two seasons you've had a big role. It's expanded a little bit now, especially with Kendra Lewis graduating. You've kind of taken over that, you know, number one pitcher role this year from her. So speaking about that, I know that's kind of a new, I know you've pitched before, of course, but kind of new where you're now, you know, getting most of the time in the pitcher circle. So, I mean, how have you handled that so far?
Yeah, it's definitely a big change from last year to this year, just knowing that mostly I'll be pitching most of the games. And it's just a mindset that you have to go into the game knowing that your defense will back you up. Even if you're not feeling the game, you know that they'll be there and are hitting. So just knowing that our defense will back me up will definitely help me throughout the season.
Well, through the first 3 years of your time at Rock Ridge playing softball, there, of course, has been, you know, a lot of postseason success where you've been around for, you know, two state championships, a third place finish as well. So three state trips and the three full seasons you've played to this point. So with all of that experience, I mean, what does that kind of experience mean, you know, for you coming into your senior season, you think?
I definitely would like to go back to state again for my senior year, but if we don't put in the work, and well, if we're putting in a lot of work with a lot of practices, and definitely games are going to help us for the last seven games. So just taking it 1% better each day will help us for the last seven games, and playing hard teams is good for us and will help us throughout the season.
I think something that I like to ask, you know, a lot of kids who've played softball at Rock Ridge is just what it's like playing in the program, because we've talked about there all the success, and not just with the, you know, past 3 years, of course, you know, maybe the 10 or so years you've been in the school district growing up, there just has been, you know, so many wins for this Rock Ridge softball program. So, I mean, what is it like playing in the program that makes it, you know, so special year after year?
It is an amazing feeling. It starts with culture. Through the softball season, all we think about is bonding and our culture. In the beginning of the season, we always do classroom practices. So we always go over it. We have a binder, list of prepare, attack, and all sorts of things that we go over in the classroom. More like how we should act on the field. Body language is a big part of softball. So if you go up to the batter's box already having a bad body language, the pitcher is going to think, oh, we already got this team. So it starts by walking off the bus, winning that game. And we also, just because we have Rock Ridge on our logo, don't mean we're going to win every game. We have to go through that game thinking that, always thinking the best, and never have our heads down.
Well, you talked a little bit about, you know, looking ahead at what you've got on the schedule, and I think the conference schedule this year should be pretty competitive when you talk about, you know, what Rock Ridge has, of course. I know Sherrard and Mercer County both haven't lost yet. Riverdale, always a really solid program. It feels like a team you played in the sectional championship game last season. So just speaking about, you know, competing for a conference championship in the Track West this year, I mean, I think should be pretty competitive. So what are you expecting out of that? I mean, I think it should be some pretty fun, you know, battles and games throughout the season for the conference race.
Yeah, our conference is pretty good this year. It's going to be definitely tough, and we know that. So we're going to go through our heads high and just see what the game brings us.
And just as we wrap up with you, Taylor, obviously senior season for you playing softball at Rock Ridge. Or just the expectations you have for the group you have this year? I know it's early, but what are you hoping to accomplish here in 2025?
Our goal is always to go to state. That's what our binder says. Pack our bags to go to state, and we all list what we want to pack for state. So definitely the last seven games, we have to take it each game at once, regionals, sectionals, super sectionals, and the state. So we definitely don't look past anybody, and we just play the game.
All right, Rock Ridge senior softball player Taylor Dietrich joining us on WRMJ. Taylor, appreciate the time as always, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.